We're going to go from Lake Nipissing, a big body of water, to something a little more navigable. However, you must do it in a canoe. We're going to Madawaska Canoe Center. Joining us now is Stephanie Van Wyk from Barry's Bay. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Great. We've been talking to all different operators and marinas and whatnot in your neck of the woods, and they're all reporting high water levels. I'm sure you're going to join that club right now.
Indeed, yeah. We've been using all our moving water expertise to help all the people sandbag their homes in their area. So
it's been
hard for folks, but fortunately we're really high up in the valley. So
yeah.
We're not affected here, so we can help the other folks in our areas.
Let's talk a little bit about your operation. First of all, it is a kayakers outfit. Obviously, if you're into kayaking, even if you're a very experienced kayaker, this is the operation for you. It's called Madawaska Canoe Center. Tell us a little bit about it, Stephanie.
Yeah, so my grandparents started it after the 1972 Munich Olympics, because they both went to the Olympics competing in whitewater slalom kayaking, which is the only whitewater paddling that's in the Olympics. So right after the Olympics in August, they launched Madawaska Canoe Center, and they just love the sport of paddling. It's an incredible sport, in no matter what boat you're in, kayak or canoe, SUP board, raft. To be able to travel down moving water is a pretty amazing way to see the countryside. So,
and that moving water that you're talking about is the Madawaska River, correct?
The Madawaska River, yeah. So it starts up in Algonquin Park, and it flows all the way into the Ottawa River near Arm Priors, where the confluence is, and we're on a section called the Middle Madawaska. And we have a beautiful riverside wilderness resort here where our first students of 2019 are doing their first day of paddling today, actually, which is really exciting.
Oh, wow.
So
I've got a young man
course.
I've got a young man in the booth with me that has been on that river paddling. His name is Zach. He was telling me in the last break that he's got a bit of experience there, right?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, right on.
I think I did that trip 3 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
And
right on.
Yeah, we did it from a group in Green Bank, a small town outside of Port Perry. And we did that.
Fun.
We paddled Palmer Rapids, I think. It was a long time ago. But yeah, it was great. Great
cool.
experience.
Good.
It was great up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Palmer
it's
Rapids
gorgeous.
Is a great section of the Madawaska. It's really common. We have a whole bunch of variety of great whitewater on the Madawaska. So Palmer Rapids is just downstream of us, below Kamenuskeag Lake. And then we're upstream of Kamenuskeag Lake, and we have...
So what
Eight
level
rapids.
Of expertise does one need if they want to join you?
Anything from none at all to have been paddling your whole life or, you know,
wow.
even have gone to the Olympics. Yeah. So we kind of ask you what your goals are for your course with us. And then we align people with other folks who have similar background in the sport of paddling to be in your course with them. And to be in the course with you, and then we make sure that everyone has a great time and learns what they want to learn.
Now, I would not be considered by any stretch of the imagination an expert in paddling, although I have spent a bit of time in a canoe, even less time on a kayak or in a kayak. But I do know one thing, and that is that everything's flowing downstream. So my question to you is, how do you get back up to where you start?
That's a really good question. So there's kind of two answers to that one. So when you're looking at a whitewater section, there's rocks in the river or some sort of obstacle. So water doesn't, it always flows in a straight line and it always goes around obstacles. And so behind obstacles is when you get those, the calmer pieces of water. They're called eddies or pools. And so you can, let's say the water's rushing past you, you could actually sit calmly in what's called an eddy. And then you have kind of a more controlled way to get down the river. But that is one thing that if you are running a river, we have to run shuttle for you. So at Madawaska Canoe Center, we drive people up to the top of the river And then people can paddle all the way down, and then we'll pick you up at the bottom for lunch and bring you back to base camp for a delicious buffet.
Cool. Now, how long would a trip like that take? Like, how much time would somebody have to devote to it?
We do courses, overnight courses. So our most popular is our five-day course. From Monday to Friday, they usually run all summer long. So starting this Monday, and then last one's in the end of August. That's our most popular course. We also do kind of what I call like the taste tester weekend. So if you can't quite commit 5 days to paddle, then you can come up for a weekend and see what we're all about.
And in terms of equipment, can somebody just bring themselves and everything else is supplied, or do they have to bring Bare Essentials? How does that
work? Bare Essentials, yeah, we're definitely, you know, we're a rustic place, so we don't have absolutely everything, but we are very, you know, accommodating. So we'll help you get whatever you need, but, you know, you got to bring your toothbrush.
I could do that.
There you go. Right? Yeah.
Well, give me an indication what folks might be looking to spend on one of these outings.
Yeah. So we kind of break it down so that people can spend a variety of different prices depending on their budget. So so we have camping and you can stay inside, but our instruction is what everyone comes for. So our instruction is about $140 to $160 a day. So 5 day course is obviously cheaper per day. And so then you can just come and take your course and depart at the end of the day if that's all you want. And then everything else is in addition. So you could camp and do your own meals. You can camp and join or do meals all together in our beautiful dining hall. You can stay inside our lodge rooms or what we have like off-grid cabanas in the woods, which is really beautiful too.
Nice. Sounds fantastic. All the information is, yeah, it sounds like something we need to pay more attention to. I know kayaking is becoming ever so popular in the world of floating things.
People tend to think that it's like too scary for them, too much adrenaline, but it's definitely for everyone. I'm definitely of the mind that no matter your adrenaline sensitivity, that you can learn how to whitewater paddle. So
perfect. It's all available to you at mkc.ca, mkc.ca. That's near Barry's Bay, Ontario, and it's called Madawaska Canoe Center. Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Stephanie Van Wyk from Madawaska Canoe Center. More Journal After This. Don't you dare go away.